I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 30th. Granite Street in Braintree is open again after an overnight house fire. Flames destroyed a single-family home across from the South Shore Plaza. The fire broke out around 1 a.m., forcing two adults out of the home. No injuries are reported. High heat and the remote location of the home hampered firefighting efforts, and crews wrapped up around 6 this morning. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will dedicate the new General's Bridge and Park on Saturday, September 11th, honoring the contributions of 18 military leaders, all of whom were raised in Quincy. The event will be held at the site of the new bridge and park at 10 a.m. at the corner of General Dunford Drive and General McConville Way in Quincy Center. The new General's Park will honor three highest-ranking military generals with 7-foot bronze statues sculpted by the world-renowned sculptor Sergei Elanbekov. The sculptures portray military field impressions of retired General Joseph Dunford, 36th Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps and 19th Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General James McConville, 40th Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, and retired General Gordon Sullivan, 32nd Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. Elanbekov also sculpted the statues of John Adams and John Hancock that are at the nearby Hancock-Adams Common. Major General Francis McGinn, the U.S. Army National Guard, the late Major General Charles Sweeney, U.S. Air Force, late Major General Stephen Keefe, U.S. Air Force Reserve, and Brigadier General Ronald Rand, U.S. Air Force, will be honored with bronze busts in the park, also sculpted by Elanbekov. In addition, the names of 11 generals, all from Quincy, dating back to the 1700s, have been engraved in the park's commemorative stonework. The mayor will honor all living veterans and those currently serving in the military who grew up or live in Quincy as part of the ceremony. The new bridge will connect the Bergen Parkway and downtown Quincy Center's growing hub of restaurants, residential space, and the newly opened parking garage at Kilroy Square. Ceremony will include an introduction from the mayor, comments from Governor Baker, Congressman Lynch, and each of the honorees, including Dunford, McConville, Sullivan, McGinn, Rand, and designated speakers in memory of Sweeney and Keefe. A ceremonial flyby, musical selections, and the unveiling of the statues and busts will all be included in the program. With a strikeout pitch thrown by J.J. Healy, the Chris McCallum Chiefs took home the Quincy Youth Baseball Junior Farm Divisional Championship Trophy for 2021. The team had an outstanding 12-2 record and finished the season in first place heading into the playoffs, which they swept in 5 games to clinch the title. Paul Kearns coached the team in honor of his friend Chris McCallum, a Quincy native and father of three who passed away in January 2019 at the age of 44. The McCallum family sponsored the team. Kearns credits assistant coaches Brendan Coleman and Mike Johnston, as well as Gina McKay, for their dedication and support to the team. McCallum died after hitting his head during a fight outside the Nickerson VFW post. Brothers Matthew and Stephen Potter are facing charges in connection with that incident. There is another candidate for the Ward 1 City Council seat in Quincy this year. Joe Murphy has taken out nomination papers to run for the seat currently held by Dave McCarthy, who's seeking re-election. Murphy also ran for the Ward 1 seat in 2017 when McCarthy first won, and Murphy ran in 2019 as well. Also facing challengers this year, Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico and Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan. Steve Pertios and Georgette Theophilus are running for Ward 2. John Rodefell is seeking the Ward 5 seat. The other incumbent ward councilors are unopposed right now. All three at-large councilors are seeking re-election, and William Burke is seeking an at-large seat. For school committee, incumbents Doug Guttrow, Emily Lebo, and Courtney Pertios are seeking re-election. Liz Speakman, Liberty Schaff, John McDonald, and Ellen Patterson O'Donnell have also taken out papers to run for school committee. A preliminary election will be held September 14th, the final election set for November 2nd. A 19-year-old man accused of murdering his father in a pond in Duxbury early Monday morning told investigators that he was baptizing his dad in the water because he believed he was possessed by a demon and needed to exorcise the evil spirits. Jack Callahan, a 2020 graduate of Norwell High School, was arraigned yesterday in Plymouth District Court on a charge of murder in connection with the death of his 57-year-old father, Scott Callahan. According to the Plymouth County DA's office, a not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. Police got a call around 2 a.m. Monday from Jack's mother, who said her son had arrived home in wet clothing and told her that his father was missing. Authorities who responded to the home said Jack was in a mental state and hyperventilating. Investigators later determined that the father and son were riding in an Uber from a Boston bar to their Duxbury home when they were dropped off at Crocker Park in the area of Island Creek Pond. Officers who responded to the park discovered items belonging to the son before finding the father in the water, floating near two pieces of luggage. He was pronounced dead at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Plymouth. And the younger Callahan is now being held without bail for a mental evaluation. Authorities said they were investigating the drowning of an adult male who was diving off a bridge near Scituate Harbor yesterday. Dive team's first responders searched the area around the Edward Foster Bridge. Police got multiple 911 calls at about 3 p.m. reporting a man had jumped off from the bridge and did not resurface. A dive team training nearby responded. Took rescuers about an hour to find the victim, who was pulled from the water and given CPR, but pronounced dead at South Shore Hospital. The victim is believed to be a man in his 20s that worked for a local landscaping company. His name has not been released. A couple in their 50s was killed Monday night when the motorcycle they were on collided with a car on Route 138 in Stoughton. The Norfolk County DA's office has identified the victims as 50-year-old Al Pedro and his 51-year-old wife, Aldina Pedro, both of Stoughton. The crash involving the Harley-Davidson and the Toyota Corolla happened at about 8:30 near 1317 Washington Street, Route 138 in Stoughton. The motorcycle was traveling north while the car was going south. The Corolla driver, a man in his 60s, was taken to a hospital. The crash is under investigation. No charges have been filed. The Cape and Islands DA's office will not prosecute two rape charges against a man stemming from an incident on a Steamship Authority ferry on June 7th. The decision comes after consulting with the victim and her family. 20-year-old Bruno Sanchez de Jesus was accused of raping an 18-year-old girl in his truck on the ferry after meeting her on the main deck. At his arraignment, prosecutors said de Jesus brutally attacked the woman, pushing her against the wall and throwing her to the ground. A defense attorney for de Jesus said there is no evidence of force, and the woman went to the truck willingly. De Jesus had been ordered held on a $25,000 cash bond. Marine biologists from the state of Massachusetts and the nonprofit Atlantic White Shark Conservancy outlining some of the ways they're trying to detect patterns in shark movement and habitat. With the air temperatures rising, the water is getting warmer too. That means more seals, which in turn means more white sharks. The peak is yet to come, but the presence of white sharks is already being detected. Shark experts gathered at the Chatham Shark Center to discuss the tools and research being used to monitor shark movement, including tagging for real-time detection. Observation balloons are being used along with shark surveillance by air, sea, and video. A check of business news this morning. Stocks were higher. The Dow was up 9 points. The NASDAQ rose 27. The S&P added a point. Shares are mixed in Europe and Asia. The dollar was down. The euro fell. Oil at $72 a barrel. Another win for the Red Sox over Kansas City, 7-6. They're back at it tonight at Fenway at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast today, hazy, hot, and humid. The high, 97 degrees. See some evening and late night thunderstorms tonight. Lows in the muggy mid-70s. Still a chance of a few storms tomorrow, but not as hot. High tomorrow, 87 degrees. Scattered showers Friday, high of 72. Saturday, some showers and a high 65. Well, the boater today waves about a foot. Southwesterly winds at 20 knots. High tide not till 5 p.m. Sunrise at 5:10. Sets at 8:24. Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, June 30th.